From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A winning first day of Olympics competition in Rio, where ABC's Jim Ryan says the USA women's soccer team beat France 1-0.
Team USA is missing some of its strongest players, and three-time Olympic medalist Julie Foudy says the women have some work to do before the next round, 6 days from now.
The first half is about as shaky as I've seen him in a while. But here's what this U.S. women's team is really good at, giving us heart palpitations.
At stake is the U.S. women's shot at another gold in soccer. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Rio de Janeiro.
First gold medal of the games awarded to 19-year-old American Virginia Thrasher in 10-meter air rifle. Protest in Chicago streets following the release of police body cam, dash cam footage showing the death of Paul O'Neill, an unarmed black 18-year-old shot in the back by officers last week as he fled. Three officers relieved of duty, says ABC's Alex Perez in Chicago.
Many times community leaders here and people involved in cases would fight for years to have video released, if not months. And in this case, it was released in just a matter of days. And many here are hoping that's the beginning of a much more transparent relationship with the police department. And that this mortal, fatal shooting is also another sign that community members believe changes need to be made with police officers here and how they handle these kinds of cases.
Hillary Clinton bringing up 4 years ago today, Donald Trump started the birther issue. ABC's Devin Dwyer at a Trump rally in Windham, New Hampshire.
Trump supporters shrugging off those tough poll numbers, also that feud with the Khan family. Many saying the numbers are rigged, the system is rigged, repeating lines Trump has used himself. One woman we talked to said she believes that Trump's endorsement overnight of Paul Ryan, Kelly Ayotte, Senator John McCain was for the good of the party, but also she wants to see them lose. This is a group of people supporting Trump that are outside the mainstream. They oppose the establishment, even if they know Trump needs to do that to unite the Republican Party.
You're listening to ABC News.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
I'm Kay Gunn, 9 on your side, Chief Meteorologist Aaron Christensen. Our weekend will be a touch drier and a touch warmer with a high of 100 for our Saturday. There's a 20% chance you'll run into rain in the afternoon and overnight. Saturday night, we cool to 78 in Tucson. Sunday, back up to 101 with a 10% chance for rain. You can find the first warning weather anytime at KGun9.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQTH or the EW Scripps Company.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Saturday at 5 o'clock, we are On the Menu Live. Now listen, we just watched the opening ceremonies for the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, and in commemoration of South American culture, South American cuisine, and South American cocktails, but not necessarily in that order. Where else would we be broadcasting from than at Contigo Latin Kitchen, of course, on the grounds of the magnificent Westin La Paloma Resort. We have some great things headed your way, some great Brazilian specials all weekend long. We've got the coxinha, which is typical street food from Brazil, chicken and cheese croquettes that is shaped to look like a chicken drumstick. You gotta come in and see it. And to libate like they do in Latin America, we're gonna be enjoying some coconut pineapple bashita. Bebida, which is a traditional Brazilian milkshake, which partner Nick Kreutz tells me is sufficiently pumped with booze. Come on out and join the party. It's happy hour here at Contigo on the grounds of the Westin La Paloma. Now we have as our celebrity co-host for the entire hour a woman who knows a thing or two about Spanish and South American influences on cuisine and cocktails. She's our good friend, the digital food reporter from the Arizona Daily Star. Our good friend, Andy Berlin, is back with us.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Nice to see you, Lynn. And might I say, you have chosen your wardrobe for the broadcast intentionally. You are vibrant with South American colors, can I say?
Yeah, I picked it out this morning, just thinking about it.
Well, I tell you what, we love Contigo. We love Nick and, you know, and Deb Tonino, who have worked so hard to really kind of bring us this concept again, because, of course, there was the first location over there on River and Campbell, which sadly went away. But when we heard they were going to be opening their doors in a new, fresh way at the Westin La Paloma, we just started jumping up and down.
I'm so excited. And this space is lovely.
Isn't it cool?
It looks so similar to the old one, but it's much bigger and more spacious and airy. And
extraordinaire Eric Farmalant about how they libate in Latin America. And as we said, we're going to be talking with Nick Kreutz about the South American culinary experience and what it looks like at the center of the plate. Now, you've been keeping yourself awfully busy around the newsroom of the Arizona Daily Star. You have a new project that just kicked off called This is Tucson. I read about it online. What's up?
So basically, it's a new website, and it's for young Tucsonans, millennials, and it's basically showing you where to eat out in town, what to do, things that are distinctly Tucsonan. And I'll be carrying over my food writing over there, so you can still catch. I'm doing the same things, exploring Tucson's food scene, just a different website. But I'm really happy that I'm moving downtown now that we have a new office
downtown. Oh, you're literally moving your office downtown.
Yeah. We have a whole team of reporters, and I'm on the team, and we moved downtown to this beautiful new office. And it's really exciting because I can go out to eat for lunch every single day.
You certainly have no shortage of options downtown.
And I feel so connected to the whole scene down there.
Awesome.
And it's awesome.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, how are you defining the parameters of young Tucsonans? I mean, does that go up to 50? Because I'm flirting with 50, and I still believe I'm in your demographic profile.
You know, I think it's just the way you look at things. And I always write for somebody like me. But I try to write for everybody, and I think about everybody, but I have such a strong personality in my writing that I kind of envision somebody similar to me. And that's what I'll continue to do, is somebody who is, I don't know, between 25 and 40, loves to eat, loves to explore, loves to taste new flavors and read about it and learn about our culture. That's the person I'm writing for.
I think it's a very smart project that the Star has put together, and to have you as part of that anchor team. Now, look, I have been a fan of your writing for years, and your writing has spoken to me in various ways, so I don't care how old I am. I'm always going to be going to read about This is Tucson. As I said, no shortage of things to write about, to drink and eat and get active in.
And everyone loves food, so even if you're not in our demographic, I won't get mad at you if you still read my articles.
So another project that you have going has something to do with burritos.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So that's something I've been working on for a few weeks now. It's called 24 Hours of Breakfast Burritos.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm basically eating 24 different breakfast burritos around town. It's kind of goofy. But it's where can you get a burrito at 1 p.m.? Where can you get a burrito at 2 p.m.?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Where can you get a burrito at 3 p.m.? And I'm listing the prices and information about each one. But basically what I'm doing is I'm going to a lot of those fast food joints all over town, because there are so many that used to be a Los Beidos franchise, and then they branched out and became Paco's or Coronado's or El Beto or Filiberto's or Nico's or whatever. There are a lot of those kind of places. And I am exploring those because I don't think that people are really writing about those right now.
Right.
But I'm trying to go at it from a scientific point of view.
Ooh.
So I have a scale that I'm bringing.
Literally.
Yeah, I bought a food scale, and I'm weighing the burrito and calculating the price per ounce because, I don't know, you can eat 24 breakfast burritos, and unless you do something different, it's not interesting. So I had to kick it up a notch. And what I'm doing is, this is ridiculous. But I, since I wanted to show you can get it at 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., blah, 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 I thought, what if I actually did do that? So I've gone every single hour of the day to get a burrito. So if I say that I'm going at midnight, I go at midnight. If I say I'm going, so I've had to wake up.
Authenticity matters,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. So I had to, and I have a picture of the time that's in my picture of when I actually ate this burrito. It's a little ridiculous, a little indulgent. Who knows? I don't know, but it's really, really fun
now,
so far.
When are we as readers going to be able to participate in the reveal of all of this great content?
Well, you can follow me online right now, Andy Berlin, on Facebook, and I've been taking photographs of the burritos that I eat. I've been kind of approaching this project a little slowly because, believe it or not, it's actually kind of hard to eat 24 breakfast burritos. So you can follow me on This Is Tucson Facebook. You can follow me on Andy Berlin's Facebook. And the article should come out. It's going to be a few different articles that I'm going to do. I'm going to talk about the best burrito, breakfast burrito in town, which I already have an idea of what it's going to be. But
you're not saying anything.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything
yet. I've got to break you down before the end of the show.
No!
I can pull it out of you, Andy Berlin.
I have my favorite right now, but I have a few more breakfast burritos left to eat, and it wouldn't be fair to Taco Shop, which I have not eaten yet, right, even though I have eaten their burrito many a time.
Okay. Now, when you came on the show last time, we were talking about your 100 tacos in 100 days.
Yeah.
Now you're doing 24 hours of burritos. What's next, Andy?
I'm trying to kick it up a notch. No, this is it for me right now. I don't know.
Famous last
one
words.
One thing at a time.
All right. We're talking to Andy Berlin, digital food reporter for the Arizona Daily Star and one of the members of the leadership team of This Is Tucson. Check her out on Facebook. Check her out on Twitter. Andy Berlin is everywhere you want to be. We're going to be taking a quick commercial break and thanking a couple of sponsors here in just a second. But when we come back, we're going to be talking with our good friend Rachel DeQuisto, general manager of Playgrounds Downtown, who has put together an epic competition of cocktails. There's going to be a cocktail fight happening on August the 22nd. She's going to be revealing all the news. But stick around. Don't go away. We're going to be right back on our live broadcast from Contigo Latin Kitchen on the grounds of the Westin La Paloma Resort. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I have some fun new ways for you to get happy this summer at one of the hot spots on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene, Commoner & Co. Enjoy special happy hour prices on delectable dishes, craft brews, premium wines, and signature cocktails every Monday through Saturday from the moment they open their doors until 6 p.m. And every Monday, from open to close, each bottle of wine on the Commoner & Co. menu will be half off the regular price. Half off! Is there a better way to get your week started? Keep cool and get your happy on this summer at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge. The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Phillips Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Contigo, a Latin kitchen at the Westin La Paloma Resort here in the middle of happy hour. Have some great cochinas and bachitas on special. Come on in and get to know Eric Farmalot, what he's doing behind the bar. Get to know Nick Kreutz. He's a guy after all of our hearts because he's whipping up some great things for us to eat. And we're here with our celebrity co-host, digital food reporter with the Arizona Daily Star, having a great time with Andy Berlin. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, you know, Rachel DeQuisto, no stranger to this audience. In fact, if you jump and jive around downtown Tucson, you are certain to bump in to Rachel DeQuisto. She's the general manager of Playground, and she's got a cocktail competition of epic magnitude coming up on August the 22nd. I wanted to have her come on the show to talk a little bit about it. Rachel, are you with us?
No.
Rachel is not with us. Okay. Well, until Rachel calls, let's talk about the cocktail competition. So
tell me about it.
Okay. So it's called the Cocktail Fight. And this is something that they do down at Playground, I think, on a monthly basis. And they pit bartenders from across the community up against one another to go to battle in various categories. I was hoping that Rachel was going to be able to tell us who some of the competitors are. But what happens is I'm going to be one of the judges for this competition.
Lucky you.
My palate is doing push-ups in preparation, as you can imagine. I'm also going to be joined by Tiffany Eldridge, representing the Tucson chapter of the U.S. Bartenders Guild.
She's so talented.
Isn't she awesome? She's a star in her own right. Yeah. And then Joby Dickinson from the Tucson Police Officers Association. He's actually the charitable representative of this. And the really cool thing about it is all, you know, the money that is raised goes to support the hardworking people with TPOA and all the work they do here in this community. And something that is totally cool that I just found out about from our good friend Matt Montgomery over at Three Wells Distilling Company. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a raffle that night, and you can buy a ticket for $20, that enters you into a chance to win a Build a Gin workshop at Three Wells Distilling.
So wow. What does that entail?
Check it out. You and nine of your closest friends are going to be able to go in, and you start from scratch, as I understand it, start from scratch the process of building your own gins using a range of botanicals.
Oh, that is so cool.
And you call it your own. You can do it yourself. Now, you and I saw each other down at the private event where Matt and Chris, his business partner, unveiled this Mount Lemon gin, which has been met with great enthusiasm. And you and I had a chance to see
that, because gin is botanicals, you know, and they collect their own botanicals from around Mount Lemon and the desert area. And when you filter the gin through there, it's the taste of Tucson, you know. And I was really impressed that somebody could produce a spirit that was so uniquely Tucson.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I understand from Chuck back at the KQTH studio that Rachel DeQuisto is now on with us. Rachel, are you here?
I'm here.
Hello. She is. Nice to hear your voice, Rachel. Well, we got started on the competition, but we really want to know how's this event structured on August 22nd? What are the ground rules for the competition?
Basically, it's four competitors, and they will fight each other in the first two rounds to win a spot in the final round, and they have to make two cocktails based on two secret ingredients. And then whatever kind of curveballs we throw them. And they're judged on everything from creativity to bartender charm. And it's really just a platform to level the playing field of competitions. It's not really uniquely sponsored by just USBG or just one liquor company. It's a chance to kind of bring the community together in a lot of different ways once a month here at Playground.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I got to ask you, I know there's a lot of mixologists and bartenders across southern Arizona that are jockeying for the chance to go up against one another in this month's cocktail fight. Have the competitors been announced yet for the epic battle, Rachel?
Not all of them. Nope, not yet. We're going to reveal that next week.
Okay, great. So we're going to put information up on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page, and, of course, all across social media to find out who is brave enough to answer the call to go up against all of the great bartenders at the Cocktail Fight, again, at Playground Tucson downtown on August the 22nd. Now, what time does this event get underway, Rachel?
7:30, Monday, 7:30, the 22nd.
Now, what do people, you know, if they want to come out to the battle, is everybody coming out? Do they actually get to taste the cocktails that are being shaken up for the judges?
They do. Part of part of the competition is within 12 minutes they have to produce cocktails for the judges and for the crowd.
Wow.
Yeah, so they also have corner men or advisors who are encouraged to cheer, heckle, hold their hair, anything they need to kind of produce the cocktail. And so spectators and advisors can taste the cocktails alike.
All right. Now, you said you're doing this on a monthly basis over the last couple of months. How many folks are you getting that are turning out for these battles?
It's actually a pretty great turnout. We see around 80 to 100 people in our main bar, and it's just the whole gamut. Everyone from supporters of the competitors to just cocktail lovers and people supporting. We highlight a different charity every month to raise awareness for the different charities. And so it's just a wide range of people. It's a really nice event.
And are people, do they need to sign up in advance? Are there tickets, or do they just show up?
They just show up. Great. Yeah.
That happens again, 7:30 on August the 22nd. We talked about Three Wells Distilling Company being an anchor part of this particular month's event, this Build the Gin Workshop. I want to remind our listeners that you can start getting your raffle tickets right now. Go to threewellsdistilling.com. They have an Eventbrite area of the website put up. You can buy your raffle tickets and enter in a chance to win this Build the Gin Workshop that we're talking about. Remember, all the proceeds go to support the great programs here of the Tucson Police Officers Association Charities. A great cause. Let's just call it Cocktails for a Cause. But anyway, Rachel DeQuisto with Playground, the general manager, I very much look forward to seeing you on August the 22nd. I'm going to be showing up thirsty. I'm going to be well-equipped to adjudicate a cocktail competition of epic magnitude. Rachel, thank you and Sandy and the entire team down at Playground for continuing to libate this community with love.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Rachel DeQuisto with Playground. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to keep the cocktail conversation moving along with the Honorable Eric Farmalant from Contigo and partner creative and culinary director Nick Rice in this live broadcast from Contigo Latin Kitchen at the Westin La Paloma Resort. Do not go anywhere.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. You are listening to Matt Russell and Andy Berlin broadcasting live from Contigo Latin Kitchen. Of course, opening ceremonies of the Summer Olympics just got underway last night. Where else would we be broadcasting, Andy, than at the in the heart, in the soul of South American culture and cocktails and cuisine? Always
perfect
great to
choice.
Raise a glass with you, my friend. Anyway, we are here talking to people who certainly know their way around a cocktail. In fact, our next guest made me, don't know if you remember this, made me my very first
Sazerac.
I never had a Sazerac.
I do remember
until
that.
You handcrafted it. Certainly no stranger to the cocktail community in Southern Arizona. Bartender extraordinaire Eric Farmalant is with us. Eric, how you doing, man?
Wonderful, thank you.
I'm so glad you're here. It's been a long time since you've been on the show.
Yes.
And, you know, you guys are doing a lot of moving and shaking and muddling back there.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of those cocktails, definitely more labor-intensive, but labor to love.
We also want to bring on, we got a partner with a capital P of Contigo here and culinary director here at Contigo. Our good friend Nick Kreutz is here. Nick, thanks for hosting this party.
Thank you so much. Happy to have you.
You know, when we think about libating Latin American style, I mean, I think we have these ideas for what that looks like. I mean, you think sangria, perhaps. You think a caipirinha, you know. But, you know, and you say sort of pay homage to the cultural attitudes here at Contigo, but give our listeners a sense of when you're thinking about libating in that Latin American way, what does that look like? What does that feel like here at Contigo, Eric?
Honestly, Contigo in and of itself, I feel, is more of like a fusion restaurant. So it does have the Spanish influence, it does have that South American influence, but it kind of bridges the gap. And realistically, what we try and do here is pay homage to those traditional recipes, but elevate them a little bit, bring some more flavor and another angle to it.
Now, is the caipirinha, isn't that sort of the official cocktail of Rio or Brazil?
Very traditional cocktail. Caipirinha is cachaça, lime, sugar, muddled, straightforward. It's essentially the grandfather of the daiquiri.
And the cachaça distilled from cane sugar, right? Is that
cane
what I...
sugar distillate, yeah.
I know, and with the Olympics in going full force now, are you seeing a lot of your guests coming in here wanting to kind of celebrate in that Olympic style and have you shake up the way they do in Rio?
I think we nearly did 200 cocktails last night.
181.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy Berlin must have been here.
Yeah.
We don't tell.
Caught me.
All right. But anyway, we talked a little bit before you guys came on about some specials that you have. I mean, this is a Brazilian-inspired weekend, to say the very least. You've got something called a bachita that is on a special here, not only tonight but through the weekend. Is this what you have brought out for us to enjoy?
Yes. Bachita is essentially bachita actually means shaken. So it's the South American version of what a milkshake would be. It's a cachaça, coconut milk with a little bit of citrus, pineapple sweetener, and we're using a figgy pudding bitters.
Okay, yeah. Did I just hear? No, I have to tell. We love historic moments right on this show. I can assure you, Eric Farmalon, this is the first time that figgy pudding bitters has been mentioned on this show. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very
much. How does that make you feel?
I'm wonderful.
Talking about elevating your cocktail conversation, Nick Kreutz, this guy's a keeper, man.
He demanded we have figgy pudding, and we got it for him.
So how do we... as you and I spoke with years ago, a cocktail is really a surround sound experience.
Yes.
It comes to you in many different dimensions. Before we taste that, is there a prayer that we say? Is there a salutation that we say? Because this is such a work of art in the glass. I don't want to do anything to violate protocol here. How do we approach this?
In all honesty, this being sort of a milkshake cocktail, it's actually served more traditionally with feijoada, which is like a South American style stew. To go forward, I would honestly just take a sip and give me your honest opinion.
Okay, honesty is what is the foundation of this show.
It is absolutely.
So you're on the hook right now here.
Understood.
Brother.
All
right. Oh, Andy.
Ooh.
Oh, Andy.
It reminds me of a piña colada, but it's so much more mellow, and I love the cachaça in there. What's the green on the top?
A little bit of lime zest.
A little bit of lime zest, and those are the kinds
aromatic
of things,
yeah.
Right. Aromatic, again, the fragrance of this cocktail is something that we picked up on right away. But you're right, Ann, you've got these classic anchor flavors like coconut and pineapple.
Yeah.
And I should say our good friend John Farlow, who is listening now to this show from Poolside in Rocky Point, he certainly had
the pineapple.
Seriously, he knows his way around a pina colada, let me assure you. But this is a great cocktail,
yeah,
brother.
There's just a little secret to it, too. We're using Stiggins' fancy pineapple rum. It's an old-style rum, basically a way they used to make it hundreds of years ago. But it adds just a little bit of that more tonality with the pineapple and just a depth.
Just beautiful. And again, as we say with great cocktails, it's all about balance. Just like the food. We're going to be talking with Nick a little bit later on the show about the cuisine here. But this is great. And when you think milkshake, you say this is a Brazilian milkshake. That's the image that I had. Eric comes in here and just knocks it out of the park.
Yeah.
This is a great cocktail.
I have
three or four of these and I'm in.
I thought it would be shaky, you know, blended or something. Mm-hmm. But it's actually really nice just on ice like this.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Nick Kreutz, people come in here to Contigo, and because cocktails have always been a centerpiece of the South American culture, do they just begin their Contigo journey right up at the bar?
Many people around the corner, and see Eric and see him shake and muddling and want part of that action. So we sell a heck of a lot of daiquiris, caipirinhas, margaritas.
Mojitos.
Everything on the menu is flying. So it's
the,
always...
The poquito picante is my favorite.
Poquito picante is excellent.
Now talk about that, Eric. I saw that on the menu, and I was fascinated.
It is definitely a happy hour feature as well. We're using it. It's a beefeater gin-based cocktail, but it has jalapeno cilantro and a little bit of cucumber muddled into it. So it has this fresh quality to it, but at the same time, too, the acidity comes from lemon and a little bit of triple sec for sweeten. And it ends up being this beautifully balanced, just from the beginning to the end, delicious, delicious cocktail.
I love great beers. I love great wines. Cocktails where I always start the journey, but I would imagine you're thinking about South American, Argentinian kinds of libation opportunities.
Yes.
So I would imagine you got a Malbec or two here at the, on the menu.
Oh, yes. Very much so. Yeah.
We have four, absolutely. Yeah. We have Amalaya from Salta. We have Catena. We have a plethora of different wines from South America and Spain.
Great. We're going to continue the conversation with Nick Kreutz and Eric Varmalon from Contigo on our live broadcast. A quick news break. Thank a couple of sponsors. When we come back, we're going to roll up our sleeves and do a little eating in this live broadcast from Contigo Latin Kitchen at the Westin La Paloma. Do not go anywhere. We're just getting started, fellow foodies.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
The heat is on in southern Arizona, and I ask you, is your grill ready for a busy barbecue season? Mine wasn't until I called Tucson Grill Cleaning, your go-to company for all things barbecue. Not only do they clean even the grossest of grills with an exclusive purification treatment that will breathe new life into your beloved barbecue, they also do grill installations and repairs, sell unique grill accessories, and give great advice. Don't you deserve a well-functioning appliance free of the nastiness that no grill should be subject to? Call the award-winning Tucson Grill Cleaning today for a clean grill of health at 245-7967. That's 245-7967. Or simply book your appointment online at TucsonGrillCleaning.com. And welcome back to On the Menu Live. We are libating like Latin Americans here at Contigo Latin Kitchen at the Westin La Paloma Resort, having a great time. Our celebrity co-host is here with us from the Arizona Daily Star. Andy Berlin is back with us.
Hello.
Making, doing a fine job, I should say, on that by cheetah. I mean, that's very impressive.
I've only had two sips.
I thought that was your second one. Anyway, before we get back to our guests of honor, you know, every time Contigo opens their doors, the celebrities just start running in. I'm looking around. I see Jamie Rice is here. Jamie Rice from 520 Eats is in the house. Our good friend Chris Cohen from Young's Market Distributing is here, sitting up at the bar having a cocktail. From Rincon Rotary Club, we've got Tom Eif is here. I'm looking around the room. Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Bon Voyage Travel, Wendy Hathorn is here. Now, you know what? They're celebrating their 40th anniversary in Tucson. Aww. Bon Voyage, not them. They're far too young. Bon Voyage Travel is 40 years.
Okay.
Anyway, but the celebrities, we got celebrities in surround sound. Must be something that Nick Kreutz and Eric Varmalon are doing. This is just another day at the office for you guys, right? And take a look around.
You know, it's lovely to see our good friend Chris and Jamie. I used to work with Chris. Jamie's bringing a lot of food to us. Great guys. Yeah, every day is a new adventure up here. And it's
a lot
really,
of fun.
Really
I want to ask Eric, bartender extraordinaire here at Contigo. You know, we talk a lot on this program about pairings, and we talk a lot about sort of, you know, food and wine pairings, of course. Even I went to a beer pairing dinner at the Horseshoe Grill last week. I've even been to some bourbon tequila dinners. What are your thoughts about cocktails going up alongside cuisine? Does that work? Are there rules in that conversation?
You know, in all honesty, I feel the same way I feel about wine. Everybody's a fingerprint. Everyone's their own snowflake. So the idea in the end is when you sit down, it's having that conversation. That's kind of the gorgeous part about being behind the bar, is having the opportunity to be right there with the guest the entire time. So if you want to start with a base spirit, say you like rum, well, okay, are you feeling more fruit forward today, or do you want to do something a little bit different? Like, and it's going through that conversation, is walking you towards the idea of the kind of thing that you want, that you would appreciate most.
And these are the kinds of conversations that you have with your guests on a nightly basis, right?
Absolutely.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, Nick, let me ask you, and put you on the spot here. Before we talk about sort of the evolution of this Contigo concept that began years ago, of course, up at Brady. You probably had this cocktail before. So you have an understanding. You have there's relevance in your world with this particular cocktail. Is there a dish on the menu? Is there an item on the Contigo menu that you think is a natural to correspond with this great cocktail that Eric made for us?
With this
what
cocktail?
What works with this from a flavor perspective?
Well, without a doubt, I would say our Moqueca de Peixe, which has its roots in Brazil. Mm. It shares that coconut undertone. It's a seafood stew. It's actually a saltwater seafood stew, and the base is coconut, tomatoes, some green peppers, onions, lemongrass, ginger, and with the lime zest and coconut and pineapple in this cocktail, I think it would be absolutely refreshing and delicious.
Just gorgeous. I'm watching Eric here just nodding with an affirmation.
just thinking about it, the first week that I worked here, the Moqueca de Peixe was something that the servers at the end of the night would order and then put off to the side just to eat for themselves.
I love
it's,
it.
It's that one dish that's left field that everybody kind of looks at, a little bit tilted head, but guaranteed you take two bites and you're sold.
Boom. It's exciting because no one else in town is serving that. And I remember I was reading this Jorge Amado novel, and it's based in the Bahia region where the Moqueca is from. And I thought, I'm going to make this at home. And I went to Lili Market and got all the fish. And it was fine, but it wasn't very good. So I'm so excited that you have it on the menu.
And when Andy Berlin says something is fine, it's extraordinary.
No.
What she's, okay.
I'm sure you do a better job than I did at home.
So Nick writes, the Contigo story started several years ago here in Tucson when our good friend Deportino said, there's a market here, there's a story here, the soul of South America is manifest in its food, and she wanted to bring it to Tucson in a wonderful way, and boy, did she ever. We loved the original Contigo at River and Campbell. A few years later, though, no more Contigo at River and Campbell.
No.
And the community just, we began, there was a lot of sulking. There was a lot of, you know, we just hung our heads in grief. And now all of a sudden, I mean, wow. It really had that emotional impact on me. I'm not going to lie to you. We were there on your last night at River and Campbell, but we sort of hit a little pause, kind of regrouped, and before we know it, you guys were opening your doors up here in the West. And how did that all happen?
Well, you know, short story, my wife and I used to go to the Contigo on River and Campbell. We loved the place. I was actually a wine distributor and became good friends with Deborah over the years. And she knew my interest in getting back into the restaurant scene. And when the doors closed there, the folks at La Paloma had an opening up here and said, you know what, that makes perfect sense for travelers from outside of Tucson and for Tucson locals. It's something that doesn't exist and is needed. And Deborah called me since it was a big space, and she said, I want to do this if you're interested. So we went up and we looked at these beautiful views and the potential, and you know what, we signed the lease and we're not looking back. We're having a great time and we're really, really pleased at everyone's response to the opening.
It was interesting that first space was small, intimate, clubby, sort of. You know, I never walked in and sat down. You know, Eric would give me a couple of cocktails while I was waiting for my table. But it was a very small space. Now you've got this grand space. Was that a challenge going from what operated in a small space to now operating in this big space?
You know,
how did you prepare for that?
Both Deborah and myself have backgrounds in restaurants, and the original space was a tiny restaurant, easy to execute. Many of the food items stayed the same. Just the opportunity became greater. We can execute a little bit bigger menu. We have a bigger wine list, and we have different pockets of this property where you can have big parties outside or private events in a wine room, and it's really a great kitchen back there. It's probably about double the size of the past kitchen, and
wow,
there's a walk-in refrigerator. So We're ready to go.
So your culinary team is jumping with joy.
They really are.
You know, I was on the John Justice show on Friday talking about our broadcast today. And John Justice asked me, how would you define South American cuisine? And I actually said, you know, that's a challenge for me to do it. I'm going to let the professional answer it tomorrow on this show. But for me, it's almost asking, like, what does American cuisine look like? There's so many different regional influences, interpretations of what American food is. And I thought that the same is true with South America, because you have, you know, the different coastlines. You've got the inland. You've got, there's might even some Native American, some French, some Spanish, you know, some the Peruvian, African flavors. How would you describe, for someone that has really never enjoyed an authentic South American experience at the center of the plate, how would you describe the cuisine here at Contigo?
I think you nailed it on the head.
Thank you. I was a little nervous. It was live radio. I get a little nervous when I'm on the radio.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're pulling recipes from all over the Southern Hemisphere as well as the Iberian Peninsula. So the dish we spoke of moments ago, moqueca, that comes from Brazil. We have a pediato. The inspiration there is from Argentina. It's a big plate of grilled meats, so you're going to get a ribeye, lamb chops, two different kinds of sausages, a blood sausage and a chorizo, bone marrow.
And you have suckling pig?
One of the only, if not the only, restaurants in town that...
I haven't seen another one here, Andy.
Crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
You know, in the first 4 months, I think we've probably cooked 30 pigs, and they range from 18 to 35 pounds, depending on the size of the party. And
we
bring the whole pig out and with sides, and it's quite a show.
How many people comfortably does a 35-pound pig feed at Contigo?
My family, 8. But, no, a 35-pounder would certainly feed up to 16
men,
people,
right?
I would say, comfortably.
You know, we're going to be talking in our next segment with you about the kind of this Running of the Bulls paella event that you have every year. You know, paella is all a starter that I have fallen in love with from the very first, and I believe it is aptly named Las Favoritas. And I was hoping that when you opened Contigo again, you would find the wisdom to preserve the role that the Las Favoritas plays in the Russell family. It's never going off your menu, is it, Nick?
It can't, no. From the words of my business partner, Deborah, there would be riots in the streets if we took that off the menu.
Tell our listeners if they haven't had that before.
So it's simple. We get big, delicious medjool dates. We take the pit out. We stuff them with chorizo, wrap them in bacon, and bake them off. Put them in a little cazuela, and they are absolutely delicious. They're just this flavor bomb in your mouth, and people come back for them over and over. Just the other night, a table ordered one. And they ordered another order, and then two orders more.
Oh, wow.
So we had four orders at one table.
What?
I thought it was over the top, but they were thrilled.
I got to ask Eric. Okay, so you think about this dish. You think about the many, it's multidimensional.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got the sweetness of those dates.
Right.
You've got the spice of that chorizo.
Yes.
You got the fattiness on that bacon, on that pork.
Oh, yeah.
So where are you going libation-wise? If someone, you know, swings up to the bar, they're throwing down the Favoritas, they look at you with great trust and confidence that you're going to steer them the right way, what are you going to do with this dish?
You know, in all honesty, it's like we discussed before, I wouldn't shame you to have a bourbon on the rocks, two or three fingers.
But
at the same time, too. Same time too, like, you know, a nice white wine would kind of contrast something just to cut through that fat.
Yeah,
because it's got that sweet salty thing, and there's so much going on. You want something that just cut that with a little bit of acidity.
I wouldn't shame you to do a bourbon on the rocks. I love that. Nick, let's talk. One of the first stories that I heard about Contigo was that the culinary spirit is manifest from heirloom family recipes that are true to their source. Now, everybody is going to think that you're going to sit here and disclose all of your recipes in the 15 minutes that we have left on this show. But talk a little bit about what that means and the importance of story and the importance of these sort of family recipes that have built the culinary program here at Contigo.
Well, it's important because these flavors bring people back to a moment in time, and when they try some of these dishes, it reminds them of somewhere they've been, and they want to come back and dine over and over again. One thing that sticks out that will never come off the menu is our braised beef short rib. What's unique, we hard sear them. We put the aromatics in, the carrots, the celery, the onions, red wine. But we also add this yerba mate tea, which is unique to us, and it's something that has been used for many, many centuries down in South America. They drink a lot of this.
They sure do. Yeah.
And the nuance that it adds to the shore rib, this little earthy herbalness, is really, really unique and delicious. So we're pulling different recipes. We're pulling different ingredients, and hopefully everyone that comes in can kind of have this multi-dimensional feeling when they
I dig it. Now, have you thought, Eric Farmalon, about the potential role that that mate might play in a cocktail?
You know, funny enough, right off the bat, one of the servers here brought in an energy drink from a health food store. I think it was an Enlightenment by something, and I had no idea what it was, but she brought me one as a gesture, and I drank it. The next day, she came in and wished that she had bought one. And I went to the back, and I got a double steeping of the yerba mate that we use from Maya Tea Company. Beautiful stuff. And did with fresh lime juice, a little bit of sweeteners, steeped some fresh mint in it as well.
Gorgeous.
And made almost an exact replica of that energy drink that she had. And now it's just something we're pumping out by the gallon for the back of the house. Just week after week. And I'm starting to feel bad about it, too, because I see that yerba mate bag just diminishing, and I know it's not cheap.
Manish Shaw is happy about that.
He's a hero. Yeah, you know, we wouldn't get our tea anywhere else than my tea. But anyway, you're fueling your team.
Essentially, yeah.
With the way. Oh, I love that. That's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Talk about your hours of operation. So I would imagine happy hour is just crazy here. I mean, just people that want to come in. I think tacos have really become kind of an anchor part of the happy hour experience here at Contigo.
You're absolutely right. We're open every day of the week. We're open from 4 to 10, but Monday through Friday we're open from 4 to 6 for happy hour. We have two tacos for $5 or four tacos for $9, and we're not skimping on the taco. It's the normal size, and you have a choice of beef, pork, chicken, a vegetarian mushroom that we season with chorizo seasoning, calamari tacos, or a tuna taco. But, yeah, last night, for example, we had hundreds of people in here just for the tacos. Wow. We also have $4 tapas. We have olives, mushrooms, patatas bravas, $5 cocktails. Eric
is $5 cocktails?
$5. Eric is tired from last night.
I was gonna remark about the size of those guns. I mean, he didn't stop shaking for 3 hours.
Just his shoulder.
So, you know, no wonder 201 cocktails you served last night. Is that what you said?
Almost 200 cocktails. Well, and that doesn't include miscellaneous beer, everything else. But yeah, wow. Cocktail-wise, it was a very big night last night.
So much fun. So, what time does Happy Hour get started, Nick?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
4 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Okay, got it. And then dinner service all the way up until
10. We're here for you.
Or until Andy leaves. Andy's generally the last person that leaves any establishment.
I try not to leave, but they kick me out.
Where can people find you online? Information about you, take a look at your menu, and get a better part of the story that they might not have been able to hear today.
Please visit us at eat@contigo.com. We're also on Facebook. We're looking to hear from everybody.
Love it. eat@contigo.com. And, of course, Contigo translates into
with you.
And it really is all about me, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, it's all about your guests, let me say, because the guest is at the center of everything that you do here at Contigo. It always has been since day one. That is the culture and the spirit, what drives you on a daily basis. Now, we do have many listeners who are anxious to get in on our trivia questions, so we're going to read a trivia.
We're going to give out a $75 gift certificate.
$75 gift certificate. Andy, put your phone down. You're not eligible. $75 gift certificate to Contigo for the first person that sends us an email now with the answer to this question.
How many types of potatoes are there in South America?
How many types of potatoes are there in South America? Now, South America is a lot of land. Okay? So, and there's lots of potatoes, right? How many different styles of potatoes are there in South America? If you think you know the answer to the question, send us an email now and be the first in on themenulive@gmail.com. Again, on themenulive@gmail.com for a chance to win a $75 gift certificate at Contigo. We're going to take a quick commercial break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, the running of the Bulls Paella Night is right around the corner in Contigo. You do not want to miss one delicious bite. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live. We're celebrating South American culture, South American cuisine, and South American cocktails with our celebrity co-host, digital food reporter for the Arizona Daily Star, the lovely Andy Berlin. Always fun having you on the show.
Thank you.
The hour goes by so fast.
I know. I wanted to talk more about myself.
Buy your own show, Andy Berlin. Back here with partner and culinary director, Nick Kreutz, and bartender extraordinaire. Is that actually on your business card, Eric?
It's not.
As it should be. Capital B. Capital E to show you the tribute, to pay the tribute that you desire. Anyway, the trivia question on the board is how many different kinds, any different styles of potatoes do they have in South America? On the menu live at gmail.com. First person in, we have a check. I've got to get to my laptop and look at all that stuff when I get home. But anyway, first person in or the closest one is going to get a $75 gift certificate for Contigo Latin Kitchen. Nick, the Bulls are going to start running here pretty soon. I know paella has always been a paramount, a foundational experience at Contigo, and there's a time of the year that you really celebrate paella and really what it means for this community. What is the Running of the Bulls paella night, and how can people get in on it?
Well, let me backtrack for 1 second. All summer long, we've been doing a paella for two on Tuesdays for $35, and that includes a bottle of wine or a carafe of sangria.
Wow.
So we've been serving paella. We've been building up to this thing, but that ends in August, at the end of August. September 18th is the date we've circled. We're going to be cooking paellas on our outdoor patio over coals. We're going to be cooking them on our covered patio. We're going to be cooking them all over this place. It's all-you-can-eat paella for $30 per person.
Okay. Now, now you don't just say that and move on.
All-you-can-eat
paella. For $30. I don't have any idea who you're dealing with. I am going to cut so significantly into your profit potential here at Contigo. That's an amazing deal, man.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Back at the old restaurant, Deborah, you usually got a giant crowd this time around. We can accommodate 2 to 3 times what she was accommodating. So we're excited. If you're wearing red, we'll give you a free glass of sangria to get things started.
Whoa.
Love it. Now how does that work out with headcount, reservations, registrations? I mean, this community is going to respond to your call. So let me just say, do people need to get in on this soon?
Make a call.
Okay.
We'll be answering the phones. We'll be writing the names down. But we have plenty of room to accommodate hundreds of people. So we're looking forward to a big community party, and we'll be prepared with tons and tons of paella.
Now, how is your paella built here? Because I know there's different styles, different variations, different ingredients. Of course, you can't skip on the saffron, Nick. And that's
and
$30 is a huge deal because saffron, of course, one of the most expensive, you know, spices. Is saffron a spice or an herb? It's a spice. That's a pretty expensive spice. You're still knocking this thing out at $30 a person all you can eat. How is your paella built here at Contigo?
Well, we start by rendering some onions in olive oil with some Spanish chorizo. Then we add some roasted red peppers. Typically, that's the point where we put in some saffron. Then we saute the rice. For paella night, we'll probably be adding chicken thighs as well, so the dark meat to add some extra flavor with the chorizo. Then the rice, and then we'll be cooking the rice with stock and finishing the top with shellfish, covering it up and steaming everything until it's done. And the rice has a nice crispy bottom.
And that's key. You gotta have the crunch from that bottom layer from the rice. Now, let me ask you, are you going to be pulling out those, I mean, I call them weapons of mass destruction. I mean, it's not I've seen paella pans. You guys have paella pans here, right?
We have about 30 paella pans, one of which is built for about 50 people. We have others that are built for 45 people. Yeah, you'll be seeing quite the show that day. They look like shields.
Wow.
Now, when you say quite the show, I want to ask you, so are your guests, you say you're doing this outside over real coals. You mean you can't make this stuff up. You're doing it in the authentic way that paella has been done for you know, many, many years.
Absolutely. Typically, people go to their tables. They'll get some tapas at that point, and then they'll grab a plate, go out and see the show, and they'll be served out there where we're preparing the paella. So, yeah, it'll be up close and personal.
And, again, that's happening on September the 18th.
September 18th.
What time? Starting at?
You know what? We're not sure yet, but it'll probably be around 5 o'clock.
Right around 5 o'clock and going all the way up until Andy leaves. Sorry.
3 a.m.
That's how Andy rolls. But it's going to be the centerpiece. Now, are you going to be offering your full menu that day? Probably not.
I mean, we will not.
Yeah, there's no way you can do that. Right. So you know, princes and princesses of paella come out here to Contigo. Now, what does the people need to get? They want to get in. You said they could call you if they want to assure themselves a space. What's the best way to do that, Nick?
You can call us at 299-1540.
299-1540. That sounds great. Well, we're like taking a look at the fall now. Summer's almost over. You know, my daughter goes back to school on Thursday. Not a moment too soon. But anyway, what is the fall looking like? I mean, you guys having any thoughts about what the fall season looks like? Behind the bar, in the kitchen, what does that look like? Well, I love the fall season from a culinary cocktail perspective.
Absolutely. The menu will change. The menu is changing four times a year with the seasons. Deborah, my partner, is starting to work with Sleeping Frogs, Top Knot Chicken, so we're going to be pulling in some more local goods. And we have Eric here that's going to be spicing up our cocktail menu and hopefully coupling cocktails with some beautiful new food that emulates the season.
Eric, how do you approach creating a cocktail menu, curating a menu with a blank canvas? I mean, do the different seasons lend themselves to different spirits that are really going to trend?
It's not so much the seasons and the spirits, but it's more the flavor profiles in the background.
Right.
You're always going to have your baseline spirits, but it's the modifiers that really count towards the idea of your seasonal cocktail menu. For instance, we tasted the other day this beautiful spiced apricot liqueur that St. George is doing, and it was an immediate look at Nick, and he gave me the nod, and we ordered one. So it's sitting back there just waiting for whatever happens.
Oh, my gosh. And when Nick gives you the nod, that is an historic moment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you earn Nick's nod, you got to write that. You got to write that in your journal.
I got
the nod today. I got it. Anyway, come see Eric Farmalot. You're always here. Come on. This is what you do. But he wants to libate you with love like he does every single day here at Contigo. And Nick Reutz wants to continue to talk about the great journey from the culinary perspective. Now, I got to ask you, Nick, when you go home at night, I would imagine that there are times of the week that you do that, and you had to take everything out of your refrigerator at home, save one thing. So the Kreutz family refrigerator has to be liberated from everything except for one thing. What is the one thing that will never find its way out of Nick Kreutz's refrigerator?
If my wife is listening, don't touch the champagne.
That's so funny. It's so funny you said it. I asked that question. I wish I knew. It was like 2 weeks ago. The chef said the same thing. I think it was Ryan Clark. We were at P.L.S. I think he said it was champagne, wasn't it? Tara says it was Ryan. Gotta love great bubbles.
It's in the cheese drawer.
Gotta love it. Anyway, what about you, Eric? Quickly.
You're cheating on Spain.
One bottle in the cabinet at home that is hands off. I cannot live without X. What's the X?
Zaya rum.
What is it?
Zaya Grand Reserva rum.
Oh, beautiful. John Farlow will love to hear that. Anyway, Nick Kreutz and Eric Farmalot and Andy Berlin, thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast. Always a lot of fun talking to all of you. We're going to keep going on here. We're going to have a little bite or two, and we want to remind you, get in here, celebrate South America and Spain in ways that you never imagined. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire broadcast is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Andy Berlin reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live. Cheers. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at Contigo.